is Detroit Today on 101.9 WDET. I'm Stephen Henderson, and thanks for joining. This week, Wayne State University announced that it will cover 100% of tuition for eligible students whose families earn less than $70,000 a year. To help us understand how this works and why the university is implementing this policy, we're joined by Mark Kornbluh. He is the provost and chief academic officer at Wayne State. Mark, welcome to Detroit Today.
Thank you so much.
So let's talk about the Wayne State Guarantee and how it works.
Yes, we're really excited by this new guarantee that any student, any applicant to Wayne State whose family income is $70,000 or below will be eligible. We will support, and they will have no tuition or fees to go to Wayne State. There's a minimum. You can't go over a certain amount of family assets as well, but houses do not count in assets, so that really doesn't affect any students. So,
talk about what the university hopes to accomplish with this plan. Why and why now is the right time to implement it?
So I'll do this in reverse order. Well, right now is because of the Michigan Achievement Scholarship. So the legislature and the governor have moved to make Michigan one of the leaders in the country to support college education as part of the governor's 60 by 30 goal. And so the additional support from the state government allows us to extend our support to students dramatically. Wayne State is already the most important access school in the state. We have currently in this year's class, I think 46% of the students pay no out-of-pocket dollars for tuition and fees. And with this, I expect we will go to over 60% as this phases in over the next 4 years.
One of the things that I always wonder about these kinds of guarantees is whether they also guarantee that you'll support these tuition and fees without loans. I mean, we're in the middle of a college debt crisis. There's a big argument going on in Washington about whether the president can, on his own, forgive some of that, and a bigger discussion really about college debt and how to reform it. How does that fit into this? How does that conversation fit into this program?
So absolutely. This guarantee is that there'll be no out-of-pocket expense for tuition and fees. It doesn't cover housing and room and board, but it covers tuition and fees. And many of our students, as you know, choose to live at homes. We are also looking for additional financial support to be able to support more students' housing and food costs as well, and we've increased that dramatically for the coming year. But this is a guarantee without loans. Wayne State is already one of the our undergraduate students have amongst the lowest loan debt of any major research university in the country. So we're with you on this. The goal here is to get students successfully completed to college and started on their career in good shape, and that means without large amounts of debt.
Yeah. So then the second part of that question really is, so how does the university afford this? Michigan is not doing really great, I think, in terms of investment in higher ed. We're doing better than we used to, but we're still way behind a lot of other states. How have you been able to come up with a way to fund this at Wayne?
Well, so we're pretty unique in the country to be a major research university that's also a university of opportunity. Mm-hmm. And our student body, our undergraduate student body, is very high percentage of first generation college students. In fact, from the city, and many who are first generation Americans as well. So we have students who we largely serve students who are coming with less economic needs and less economic means. And our goal is to open the doors of opportunity for them. So we can afford this because both government support and the university's budget. So many of those students qualify for Pell funds, which is federal government support for lower income students. And so we would utilize Pell funds for those students who are eligible for that. And then the Michigan Achievement Scholarship provides another $5,500. So you add the Pell Fund with the $5,500, and then the university commits its own scholarship dollars to fill that gap so that there's a guaranteed no out-of-pocket for fees and tuition.
Yeah. You've touched on this a little, but I want to talk a little more about it. Wayne State ranks really high in social mobility. Talk about what that means and how this new program would improve that mobility.
Well, there are lots of different measures out there in the country for social mobility, and the term is not always self-evident. I like the term opportunity. So, mm-hmm. you know, in social mobility, we're talking about students who come in from families with less economic resources, and then we accept a large number of students who do that. In fact, if you compare us to every university in the state, our students come with far fewer economic resources than any other university in the state. In fact, than any other community, any community college in the state, except Wayne Community College, which we partner with. So we support students who are coming in, and you know, college is often hard for them. And then social mobility measures also indicate that we do a good job of graduating them and preparing them for jobs and ensuring we can graduate them, to your point, with low debt. So there's sort of four measures that go into this. You know, are you serving students from less economic resources? What are their chances to graduate? Are they going to graduate without a huge amount of debt, and do they get jobs afterwards? And, you know, so we pay a lot of attention to all four of those measures. Yeah. Our graduation rate has grown the fastest of any major university over the last decade in the country.
Yeah. One of the issues with graduation rates also is the gap between African-American students and others. Talk about how this program will maybe continue to try to address that gap.
Absolutely. I think these days we don't focus so much on the gap. We focus on improving the graduation rate of everybody. So, you know, and our African-American and Latina and Latino graduation rates have doubled in the last decade. We still have a ways to go. K-12 preparation is an important part of college success, and we are working with K-12 schools to try to better prepare students when they come in here. We have new support programs for all students, a program called Warrior 360 that is really promising, and we keep working to improve the graduation rates of everyone. I don't want to cut the gap by ensuring that only Black students graduate and white students don't. I want to make a difference for everybody, and that's what we're working towards.
Okay. Mark Kornbluh, Wayne State University Provost and Senior Vice President for Academic Affairs. Really great to have you here to talk about this great new program at the university. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much.
That is going to do it for us today. Come back tomorrow when we're going to do something really fun. We're going to talk with two people about an 80-year-old study on what truly makes us most happy in life. A nice light subject for the end of the week here on Detroit Today. Also, remember, if you like this show and enjoy listening, you ought to share it with the people you know, your friends, your relatives, your neighbors. We are really trying to build a community here, and the more people that are a part of it, the better it'll be for all of us. This is 101.9 WDET-FM, Detroit's NPR station, your connection to news, music, and conversation. We'll talk again tomorrow.